So yes, it happens now. They introduce fantastic new medicines and they're developed and they can treat illnesses such as cancer, but they cost a lot of money and the government has to think how to spend the money fairly, because if they put all the money in one expensive medicine, then there's less money somewhere else for basic health care. Okay. As you can imagine, and as I said, nobody really knew how to organise the NHS very well. And in the last 50 years, it's undergone a lot of changes. We have different governments, sometimes left wing, sometimes right wing, and each time they come in and they decide to change the structure of government. This is what we have at the moment, which I'll go through. But just a point to make is that there's an election tomorrow, and tomorrow we may have a new government, and then this will all change again. At the moment, at the top of the ladder is the Department of Health. That's the government office for health, and that is run by the Minister for Health, whose name I don't know. And they are the people that decide who gets money and how much and where the money goes. They also make the big policies and plan how everything will be structured and organised. So they make the main decisions about healthcare in the UK. Also part of the government, we have 9 regional government offices, so they're split around the UK. And one of the things that this government has been very keen on is, it says here, health and social care. They want to integrate, bring together health and social services. Healthcare is about people who are ill, people who need medicine, who need treatment because they're sick. Social care is equally important, but is not about medical treatment. It's about people with social problems, maybe children with no parents, parents who can't look after them, elderly people who have no family around to look after them and can't take care of themselves, or maybe people with disability who can't look after themselves, people who are very poor, have no jobs, have trouble finding housing. That's all social care. And in the past, medical care and social care have been very separate, but they've tried to bring them together a lot more and make them responsible for shared care. Okay. This level here, SHA, stands for Strategic Health Authorities. It's just another fancy name for a more local government healthcare office. If you look at all the different structures of the NHS over the years, they're all quite similar, but each new government calls them a different name and changes it just slightly to make us think that they're doing something new and wonderful. But really, nothing has changed that much. The strategic health authorities are just local organisations, and within them, we have these things which are trusts. Trust is a name for a group of healthcare providers. For example, here in Reading, we have the Royal Berkshire and Battle Hospital Trust. So that's the Battle Hospital, which is at the end of the Oxford Road in West Reading. And we have the Royal Berkshire Hospital, which is very close to here. Big building, I'm sure some of you have seen it. So that is a trust. Those two hospitals, that is one trust. And there may be more than two or just one hospital in any trust. It's just the name that they give them locally. So trusts are the hospitals. And then we have something here. PCT stands for Primary Care Trust. And if you remember, I said primary care was a term given to GPs, to the doctors in the community. In the same way that hospitals in one area are put together under a trust, GPs, doctors in one area, are also in a trust called a primary care trust. So there may be 4 or 5 different GP practices, buildings where GPs are, all together, and they work in one trust, so they have a unified budget and structure. Does that make sense? Good. So that's what we have at the moment, but who knows what we'll have tomorrow.